What's going on, guys? This is MMA Complex. My name is Josh.
And I'm James.
And we are back. It is Thursday, January 16th, 2020. And we're just talking about parenting and family life and all this other stuff and how it's going to be, like, raising, I don't know.
Yeah, like, raising kids. Especially, like, at the, their preteen and teenage years.
Yeah.
I think that's the hardest when it comes to raising a child is between, you know, their preteen and teenage years, because that's when girls come in their lives and
differences, you know, bullies, between your boys and girls and porn. Different challenges they're gonna have to have, and oh man, it's gonna be
because you're right, because it's night and day with us growing up.
Like, let's say, yeah, because I have a 1-year-old son. When he gets to his teenage years and he starts, you know, his friends might introduce him to certain things that you want to keep away from him as much as possible, you know, alcohol, drugs, porn, you know, whatever. It's gonna be a lot more difficult later on.
Are you
I'm not looking forward to any of it.
Yeah, I know.
You know what scares me the most? I would say the drugs and alcohol, because that can really, like, you know.
Yeah, because there's always that one guy that wants you to keep drinking.
Yeah, and we've all grown up with friends that, you know, start out drinking young. We ourselves may have started out drinking young or doing drugs young. And yeah, it comes with the territory, especially in teenage years. It's like it's one of the things that you kind of battle against. Also, you know, young, you know, pre-adult sex and all that stuff, and him, maybe if he knocks up a girl and... Oof.
But you know what? Like, I think the scariest thing about it is that you know it's going to happen. Because...
Yeah.
Those things you can't really avoid. I mean, it's going to happen to everybody. It's just part of life.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the most, I think you can avoid it, but at some point, you're going to have to experience it.
And it I don't know if it, like, people, you know, people don't really listen to their parents all that much. I think I listened to my dad a little bit more because, you know, he wasn't a big drinker. He not at all, really, or a smoker or anything like that. And always kind of gave me a little bit of a warning to kind of stay away from that kind of stuff. Even though I was around it a lot, I never brought myself to get fully into and caught up in it. Like, I may have dabbled in a little of the drinking and a little bit of the smoking later on in my late 20s was when I kind of started smoking. But, you know, I was around it a lot as a younger age and was exposed to it a lot and knew a lot of people that were doing it. And I think I always had...
You're smart enough not to do it.
Yeah, I always knew how it could damage me in some way, or I could get caught up in it. I had his words in the back of my mind, and I'm not sure that's the most I can do. Is, you know,
a lot of times, like, you don't, like, you see people around you that are doing it and you don't want to be that guy. Like, you see how it ruins somebody and you go, fuck that, I don't want to be like that.
Yeah it does. And I don't know, it's one of those things I'm gonna have to, like, that's probably the one thing I worry about the most, is that helping them navigate that world.
Right. I mean, but I think the best thing that you can do is just have an open, honest relationship with him, where if he does come across that, he'll have enough, like, respect and enough love relationship with you, where he wouldn't want to do those things.
Yeah, knowledge about it.
Yeah.
Because I've been around it all. Like,
you can't bullshit someone that's been through it.
I've been around it all. Yeah, I've been around a lot of things, even relationship stuff, you know, all different kinds of, I mean, everything, all different kinds of vices. I've been around it. I've partaken some of it. I've seen a lot of it. I've been in, like, the underworld kind of, like, places that you don't want to be in. And I've been in, like, some of the nice places. So it's like,
that's crazy. Now, you know, when it comes to porn, like, obviously, like you don't want your son to be looking at it at 12 or anything. But
nothing too early, but...
I mean, that's going to happen, but, like, are you ready for that? Because, I mean...
Yeah.
That's probably like the least thing that you worry about, right? It's porn.
That's probably the least thing. Or him getting too caught up, and I don't want him to spend too much time in the room and all that stuff. So I'm gonna have to like make sure he's like active.
Yeah, because nowadays, it's like you can just search porn, you can see the dirtiest shit ever.
Yeah.
When we were growing up, like I was like, I remember like walking in down an alley and I see like someone throw away a porn cover from a VHS cover. And I would take that home and jerk off to that.
Dude, at that age, when you're jerking off to freaking anything, you're jerking off to Macy's catalogs. Anything.
Like I remember the first thing I jerked off to like was like those like Mervyn's like bra ads.
Some of those girls are hot. they did the job. I don't know.
Yeah, man. Or like the Victoria's Secret. They were good.
The Victoria's Secrets are the best ones. Yes.
I used to go to those video stores, like JC Video, and I used to like sneak my into the porn section, and I would steal the stem covers of the porn. I would just jerk off to that.
It's a lot easier. It's a lot easier for kids now. It's gonna be a lot easier for my kid when he gets of age.
Yeah, because nowadays
now
pick up your phone, and when we were growing up, it was like finding porn in the street was like finding a treasure.
Yeah, or like a sex tape from like I remember the first Pam Anderson sex tape, I remember that came out, and that was on VHS. And I remember,
I remember that. I jerked off to that thing so many times.
Yeah, I remember the struggle to like even get a hold of that, get a copy of it, find it, watch it, and then find out it's like, you know, it's all right. But,
Black box. I think Channel 40 was the porn channel. I remember that.
Black boxes. I had a black box growing up, so I watched. You know, I was able to, you know, catch some of the good stuff. And then
because porn in our days are kind of were different, right? Nowadays, like they get in the ass, they get it everywhere.
It's a lot more aggressive nowadays. Yeah. I think it's over the last like 20 years for sure. It's been a lot more.
And a kid seeing that will probably think that's normal sex.
Yeah, which I think a lot of them do. A lot of them do think it's normal sex. Yeah,
it's crazy.
It is crazy.
But yeah,
fixing the bunny ears and then like.
Oh,
trying to move them to like.
Yeah. I remember that.
To get the fuzziness.
It went from gray to like green to like. Yeah. Different colors. And then you see like a nipple and you get all hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. But,
And then when technology grew a little bit more, like LimeWire and downloading music and downloading porn, I had my cousin would come from Riverside to stay at my place for the weekend. Part of the reason why it was to download as much porn as you can and go home, because I had the computer. I had a stack of burnt disk, like blank disk, and I had LimeWire, and then they just, you know, just download, and burn it, and then make copies. You had to have like three disks by the time went home.
Oh my God.
You know, so
that's crazy. That's like a month's worth of porn.
Yeah. I probably still have some of them. I almost like the ones I made. I made my own little compilation videos.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to like do you remember Hollywood Video? Did you ever go to like those like mainstream video places and like buy porn?
No, I did.
It was the most shameful moment of my life.
No, I don't think I ever bought porn.
It was shameful, man. I remember being in line and I was next in line. I said, do you guys have Lexi Bell videos? And then buying it, and people were like, you see like a family of four right behind me. Feeling the lowest of the low, man.
The only Hollywood video I remember was just down the street up here. It's where the I think there's a Chase Bank right by the Popeyes.
Yeah, the Hollywood Video.
That was Hollywood Video, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the only one in you. And then the Blockbuster off of Whittier and
then you get those like dirty video places like JC Video or like Yo-Yo Video.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where like they get all the crazy shit.
Yeah. And they would have their own little back sections. Yeah.
Yeah. With a little like bathroom curtain.
I think the reason we brought this up was we're not gonna go into detail. We have, you know, a family little situation and, you know, a niece of ours goes on a vacation without telling anybody to go meet a boy. And I was just like, dude, how like going
not cool,
that,
man.
Not cool. Not telling anybody in a different state. Not telling anybody. And the challenges of navigating a situation like that, and then if I ever have a daughter.
Oh, that's scary. That's gonna be
You know,
raising a daughter is so tough.
I'm not gonna. You know, I think I'll have a little bit more say, definitely have a little bit more say when it comes to that because it's my own kid, but you know, the situation I had to be a little bit more hands off.
Yeah.
But you know, it's so navigating a situation like that when dealing with a girl, and then you know, the fact that I have a boy right now, and then down the road, the challenges I'm gonna have to deal with, and just you know, we've come across a bunch of stuff, and then so I don't know what the hell he's gonna come across when he gets his age, but I'm sure a lot of it's the same.
Yeah.
Different. It's different, but it's the same.
Yeah, at the same time, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
At its core.
At its core, is the same stuff.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Scary times.
Yeah, scary times for sure. It's been quiet, right? In terms of the world of MMA.
Yeah. It was quiet. Yeah, and then this week is the big fight week
this
with
weekend,
Conor
we're
McGregor and Cowboy.
Finally, getting ready for UFC, what, 246?
I don't know about you, but it felt like this fight just crept up.
It did, and we knew. Well, we knew it was like sometime coming. It was like the next fight to look forward to. There was nothing really else that was coming up. That was any of any note, you know, and you know, it's finally here. Cowboy versus Cerrone. The card's a little light.
Yeah.
It's really just a one fight kind of card, even though the rest of the card's decent. You have a couple of names on there that would be interesting to see. It's really like a one fight card. You have the big headliner, Conor McGregor against Don Cerrone at 170. Both looking great, both looking in shape, both looking ready to go. Not a whole lot of animosity between the two. They're very cordial, very nice at the press conference.
Super nice.
Did you happen to catch any of the highlights from it, or
I actually watched the whole thing.
did you?
Yeah, you know, it's I didn't mind it. I thought it was kind of cool to see Connor be nice, and it just seemed like he misses the sport, and you can tell like he's in a good place right now.
Yeah.
And I kind of like it. What I don't like is like all these like reaction videos, like from like MMA Junkie, MMA Fighting, ESPN did a reaction for like all those like reaction videos for a press conference is kind of like it's kind of dumb, no?
Yeah. We're talking about like.
Don't they do that when Conor McGregor fights? Like, when you know after the press conference they do like a reaction video
Yeah.
of the press conference.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of dumb.
The only one I care to hear is Ariel's, probably.
Yeah, but then when I saw Marco Mondi, I didn't watch it.
Yeah,
I just can't. I can't watch Marco
I thought the
Mondi.
same thing. I thought the same thing. Yeah.
I saw it. So okay, I said, "Oh God, Marco Mondi." No, I can't. I didn't. I just stopped the video right there.
Honestly, I don't even think I saw the whole thing. I think I watched like
Because like he
half
just
of
seemed like he just thinks like he's so cool holding that ESPN mic,
it. Yeah.
and it's so annoying seeing him. This has just been bred in Ariel.
Yeah, he jumped. Well, I mean, he jumped ship from MMA fighting, went
But
over
I don't
there.
like. I don't care to see him. Like when I see him, I get just turned off by it, and I don't want to even watch that
Yeah,
video.
yeah.
But it was cool seeing Ariel and McGregor sit
Yeah,
down.
no, I know what you mean. It's just, I felt the same way. It's almost like because we see him a lot. We do see him a lot, and I'm not here to trash talk people, but there is like a level of
Arrogance.
arrogance that you get from it, and you know it's we've known the guy for some time, and it's like you see how people, and even I would say even Brett a little bit, even though he kind of keeps himself, doesn't really. That's the only thing, he keeps himself. He doesn't say much. He doesn't say a lot. Doesn't talk to anybody really. Talks to a couple people, and he goes about his thing. We've seen him at press conferences. I don't really.
I sat next to him at the last one.
Yeah. So with Rogan and how he feels about Yoel. I know he has real strong opinions about Yoel being like this world beater, and I think he has too. I think he's tough as nails. I think he's one of the best in the division. He's an amazing athlete for his age, and is still at the top. And I think probably doesn't have a whole lot left in the tank in terms of I think the longevity of his career because he is older and there's not a whole lot of depth in the division once you get past you know Yoel and guys like that. So it's I don't know. I don't know why I'm getting off on this. I think I was listening to Rogan, not that. I think I was watching the Fight Companion. And he brought up Yoel, and they brought up this fight, and then he brought up Whitaker and Yoel, and I'm like, I saw that fight. And I'm like, I'm sure you were there, but I saw that fight, and I think there's a yeah, they Whitaker, yeah, Yoel hit him a few times. that really, you know, rocked him. But the entire rest of the fight was all just Whitaker just landing shots on him, like just leg kicks, body kicks, head kicks. He was just going to town on Yoel, and Yoel wasn't doing shit. And yeah, Yoel had a couple moments where he did rock him and land a couple things, but I don't think it was
to discount. He was never in danger.
Yeah, and I don't think should ever discount Whitaker's skill. Hard work, yeah. And his skill that he put into that fight, and the toughness and the grit to, you know,
heart, yeah.
Yeah, to take those shots, come back, land 10 to Yoel's 2, and like, I don't know. I felt like Whitaker, you know, justifiably, you know, won both of those fights, and he put in the work. And you know, with Rogan on his podcast, is, you know, yeah, no, he won those fights. No, Yoel won the fight. I personally think he won the fight.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but he also has a relationship with Yoel Romero.
I'm like, dude, there you go again. Freaking your bullshit, man.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know. And then Yoel isn't like he's known to be a wrestler, but he hardly even uses his wrestling.
Yeah, he doesn't use his wrestling.
And I get to see Israel kind of toying with him and just picking him apart.
I think he's gonna pick him apart. I do. I think it's gonna last longer than I think the Whitaker fight will last. But I don't think he's gonna really be able to get anything off on Israel. Yeah. So
that's true.
Other news?
I think we covered the majority of it.
Yeah.
This whole week has just been focused on Conor and Cowboy.
I think Jeremy Stephens is out on injury.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Jeremy,
Gives Calvin Kattar. Verdum got his sentence. He's been
reduced, right?
He's been sentenced. Yeah, he got reduced. And not somebody Kano's making his lightweight debut. I think that's at ESPN plus 28. I'm not sure where that's going to be. But I think that's about it. Nothing crazy. Nothing. I mean, a couple of matchups. Matt Brown against Miguel Baez. Let's get to the card, though. McGregor, Cowboy, UFC 246, Las Vegas. Right? Las Vegas, right?
Yeah, Las Vegas, yeah. Is Holly Holm the co-main?
Holly Holm is the co-main against Raquel Pennington.
It's a rematch.
Yeah. On the prelims, you have Drew Dober, you have Andre Feely, you have Macy Barber against Roxanne Modafferi. Mm. And that's the headliner for the prelims on ESPN. That's a good fight. That's a good one. Diego Ferreira versus Anthony Pettis is opening the main card. I don't know Diego that much. I be honest.
Me neither. Yeah, same here.
I don't know him that much. I know the guy. I've seen him before, but I don't know his record that much, and I don't know how his fighting style would stack up against Pettis. So I can't really make a judgment call on that one.
You want to make a prediction on the Roxanne fight?
I'll probably go Barber.
Really. Yeah, me too. Me too, man.
Yeah, I think her grit, her toughness is really, it's going to be a lot.
Roxanne's so passive, plain.
A little passive, yeah. Claudia Gadelha against Alexa Grasso, which I think is a great one. I think Alexa's made some leaps and bounds in her mm-hmm. fighting and her boxing and all that stuff. And I think she's on an up, whereas Claudia Gadelha is kind of
almost forgotten after that you want to fight on.
Yeah, she's been dealing with injuries. She hasn't really had a great win in a while. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'd probably go with Alexa on this one.
Yeah, same here.
Edge out a decision. Maurice Greene, which is freaking crazy. I don't even know how Maurice Greene is on the main card. But Alexei Oleinik, I guess a showcase for Oleinik. Mm-hmm. I mean, Maurice Greene, on a Conor fight, I don't see how they can put him on there. The guy's been on the show. He's a nice guy. Went through the Ultimate Fighter. Had a couple of UFC wins maybe at this point. I know Oleinik is more of a well-known heavyweight. Has a better, I mean, Oleinik's 50, has like 60 plus fights.
Maybe the UFC Ultimate Fight and they just throw in this one. But for a main card, that's weird.
Yeah.
Because they could have put in the Roxanne fight to replace that fight and put him in the prelims.
I think Macy Barber with Roxanne would have been great on the main card.
Yeah.
And
have two women fights? Yeah.
Because this is a Conor McGregor fight. This is like, and you it's have.
It's a big deal.
It's a big eyeballs. Deal. A lot
of eyeballs would be watching.
Yeah. I don't see how that one baffles me, that placement for that fight. Holly Holm, Raquel Pennington, rematch. Like it's cool. I mean, I don't know. Holly Holm, I think, won the last one, right?
Yeah.
Edged her out by decision. I mean, I guess I'm not excited for that fight at all.
Me neither. It's going to be one of those boring fights.
It's going to be boring.
Because then people are going to be anticipating the Conor fight. And
Holly's got to retire soon, no?
Yeah. And it's going to be a decision fight. Because Holly's a point fighter.
It is. It's going to be Holly point fighting, probably edge out decision. We'll see her again at some other point.
It's going up to a bathroom or eat dinner fight.
Yeah. And then Conor. And then Conor and Cerrone. Which is the one where I still go back and forth
me
in this
too,
fight.
Man. Me too.
Before I was like, oh, Conor all day, Conor all day. But I don't know what kind of Cowboy's going to show up. We never know. And I think it's at 170. I think what changed this whole fight is that it's at 170.
And then Cowboy's great on his feet. And I'm thinking, oh.
He's way better than Conor on the ground.
On the ground, yeah. The only thing about his stand-up is that he opens up his shin a lot when he throws kicks, and he's not very safe when he fights.
He keeps his hands low, his body open.
That's why I can see Conor knocking him out.
I can see him Conor knocking him out.
But I don't know. I'm going to pick Conor.
I'm going to pick Conor, too. I think the smart money's on Conor. I think Cowboy, even with the weight advantage and the height advantage, you know, he's comfortable at 170. He's a big 155er anyway. I don't know. I still pick Conor, picking him apart. Like, even if it goes like a five round fight, if it goes up to the third round, I could see Conor still having the energy to put him out. Mm-hmm. Or at least I think he's gonna beat him up. I think there's a chance for Conor to really beat him up, like just on the feet, just pick him apart like he did with like Nate. You know, on like the first, like the second one, like he was like
the best way for Cowboy to win is to keep that fight close. And not give Conor any distance.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Because, like, Cowboy, you know, gained Conor in the clinch and working him that way.
And Cowboy's not like he doesn't have a glass jaw. He doesn't get knocked out. You know, he's not that type of guy. So.
But I can see him getting knocked out.
But I can see him getting rocked. And if he gets rocked, he goes down and he'll cover up and then that's it. He's willing to take that kind of loss. We'll see.
It's been a good fight, though, man.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Conor. I think he's going to probably pull it out. If he wins this, I hate for Cowboy to be losing on this kind of a losing streak because he's lost his last few.
Is this a 5-round main event?
I'm pretty sure.
I think so, right? Because all non-title fight main events are 5 rounds, right? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it should be 5 rounds.
Yeah. I mean, he's. You know, he beat Mike Perry. He beat Alex Hernandez. He beat Iaquinta. He lost against Tony from a cut or his eye shut. I think his eye shut. And then Gaethje. I think probably the most embarrassing one lately has been Gaethje. Like, he just got
worked
by Gaethje. Like, it's almost like for a caliber fighter that he is, he shouldn't have gotten worked like that with someone like Gaethje. Like,
it was, he gave up.
He had like no, he had like nothing for Gaethje, and like he just he got beat up. And like he didn't even make Gaethje work for it. Mm-mm. And someone like him should have made him work for it. Yeah, that was the most embarrassing loss for me in that fight. I think because he's a family man, he's at his end of his career. He's got his kid. He's like he always has his family with him. You don't want to see him lose. I like Cowboy a lot.
Me too.
But it's like it's one of those things where it's wrong place, wrong time type of thing. You're fighting Conor on his return. It's gonna be tough, man. It's gonna be tough, and Conor's gonna be coming for it. It's gonna be coming, yeah. You know,
good fight.
It's gonna be a good fight. So that'll be our show. We'll come back next week, recap And until then, catch you guys all next week.
See ya.